Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com, and this is the first NFL picks podcast for NFL Week 1. So let's get to the games. Indianapolis at Chicago. Chicago's a 9.5-point favorite. So here are my thoughts. It's at Chicago. Chicago's home team here. Cutler, they added some depth at running back. They have Brandon Marshall, a legitimate deep threat, a good receiver. Actually showed some strength at Miami last year when Miami had Matt Moore there. So I think Chicago's offense is going to improve. They have a good defense. Indianapolis is throwing a rookie quarterback on the road, and I know Andrew Luck looked great in preseason, but these are the Bears. It's at Chicago. It's 9.5 points. It seems a bit high, but the Bears are my team, are my pick for the Super Bowl this year. So I am going to take the Bears, lay the 9.5. I think the future is bright for Indianapolis going forward, but it's going to be tough in Week 1. Philadelphia is favored by 9 at Cleveland. Cleveland looks hapless, right? But to me, Philadelphia is always one of those teams that are overhyped and overloved every year, right? Is Michael Vick healthy? Is he not healthy? They have LeSean McCoy. They've got some great wide receivers. It's 9 points. It's at Cleveland. It should be a blowout. I mean, what does Cleveland have? Greg Little? I don't know. It's 9 points at Cleveland. But, you know, I'm going to go against the grain here. I'm going to take the 9 points and the Browns. And I think I'm just going to continue to think that Philadelphia is overhyped. And maybe Cleveland's underhyped, right? Maybe they'll play teams a little tougher. New England -6 at Tennessee. This is on the road, but I think that Belichick's going to start 7 tight ends in the offense week 1, and I think Brady's going to look sharp, because Wes Welker is really a tight end, just a small tight end, right? Is that right? So I think Chris Johnson, I think he's going to continue to have the same problems he had last year. It's not going to overwhelm anybody with his yards per carry, so I'm going to take New England, lay the 6. Atlanta's playing on the road at Kansas City. Atlanta's also one of those overhyped teams. Seems like they just can't get off the schneid. Kansas City has Trent Richardson now, right? But I don't know how healthy he'll be. I'm going to take a healthier Atlanta with Roddy White, Julio Jones, a better running game, -3 points at Kansas City. Jacksonville's at Minnesota. I don't like Jacksonville. I think Jacksonville's going to suck. I know Minnesota's not very good, but it's home team, a -3.5. I'm just going to take Minnesota and move to the next game. Washington's at New Orleans, another rookie quarterback on the road against New Orleans. I'm going to take New Orleans -7. I think that New Orleans still has a very potent offense. I don't think Washington's defense is very good. Washington has a rookie quarterback in RG3. I think rookie quarterbacks may struggle a little bit in game one. I know he's looked fairly impressive, but I think when it comes to game one, I think it's going to be a little tough on the road. Lay the 7. Take New Orleans. Buffalo at New York Jets. New York Jets have been portrayed as the clown team, right? The clown team in New York. -3. They have something to prove. They're at home playing Buffalo. Buffalo's been very inconsistent. I think they're a little old at running back. I think Stevie Johnson may have some issues. I don't know. I'm not a huge Fitzpatrick fan. I had him on my fantasy team last year, and he kind of sucked. So I'm going to take the Jets -3 at home against Buffalo. I don't trust Buffalo. That's mainly the main reason. And I think Sanchez may have a little fire in his belly after the Jets offseason and bringing in Tebow, right? So I'm going to take Jets -3. St. Louis is at Detroit. Detroit -7.5. The Rams seem to be a perpetually sucky team. Detroit had a pretty good year last year. But I tell you what, I think Detroit's one of those teams that I don't want to use the words fall from grace, but I think they might be a little overhyped. I'm actually going to take the 7.5 points. I think Detroit will win, but I'm going to take the 7.5 points. Take the Rams. Week 1, everybody's healthy, right, for St. Louis? Let's see if they can compete. Miami at Houston. Houston's favored by 13 points. Here's another rookie quarterback in Miami. The Dolphins couldn't do anything on offense in the preseason. The number one the first unit in offense. I mean, if you've been watching Hard Knocks on HBO, you know they're not very good. I am a Miami fan, but I think Houston's going to score like crazy, and I don't think the Dolphins are going to have much of a chance to score. I mean, I think Tannehill's going to do a lot of check downs, right, to the tight end and to Reggie Bush, but I think Houston's going to be able to contain that. Houston minus 13, it's a big spread, but it's a big spread for a reason. Vote against the Dolphins all year long. I'm taking Houston minus 13. San Francisco at Green Bay, marquee matchup, right? What can you say about this one? I still think the Niners offense isn't ready for prime time. I think Green Bay is going to be fired up heading into this season, and I really think they could be Super Bowl bound, even though I'm taking the Bears because of their defense. So since it's at Green Bay, I think Green Bay is going to win. They're minus 5. Take the Packers. Here's a tough pick of the week, Seattle at Arizona. Is anybody going to watch this game? Marshawn Lynch, Larry Fitzgerald, Seattle minus 3. You know, I just say take the home team if they're getting points in this one. Arizona, plus 3. Carolina at Tampa Bay, minus 2.5. So how will Cam Newton do? What's Tampa Bay's new running back, Doug Martin? I'm going to say, this is another one, I'm just going to take the home team in the points, Tampa Bay, plus 2.5. Pittsburgh at Denver. This one will be fun to watch. See, a lot of folks are taking Pittsburgh. Denver's got Peyton Manning. Pittsburgh's always struggled against Peyton Manning, or should I say Peyton Manning's been always able to read the Pittsburgh defense. It's getting a little older. It's at Denver. Denver's actually giving 1.5. It makes it kind of tough. I'm actually picking the Steelers to go to the Super Bowl in the AFC, but I'm going to say week one, Peyton Manning, healthy, has something to prove. Really good wide receivers. I'm going to take Denver and give 1.5 to the Steelers and say the Steelers still haven't figured out Peyton Manning. So we have Monday night's games. Cincinnati at Baltimore. Baltimore's giving 6. And you hate to take the Ravens when they're given a lot of points because you're always a little skeptical of their offense. But year two for Dalton and A.J. Green. I'm going to take week one on the road. I'm going to take Baltimore at home plus 6. I mean, giving 6. Boy, I wish they were getting plus 6. Take Baltimore, give the 6. And then the late game on Monday night is going to be San Diego at Oakland. Oakland's given 1. You know, San Diego was a bunch of mess last year, right? You never knew what San Diego team was going to show up. Oakland, to me, Carson Palmer was always very inconsistent. I actually like taking San Diego plus 1. It could come down to field goals on this one. And they both have good kickers, right? Kading and Janikowski. But I think Palmer's going to struggle or be inconsistent. I don't really like the Raiders wide receivers either. So I'm going to take San Diego, take the point. Hey, that's it. Week 1. Good luck.